भगवते वासुदेवाय सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Morning, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 10, 11. Jat Bharat instructs King Rahugna, text number 8. Whoa. Gunanurattam व्यवसनाय जन्तो क्षेमाय नैर्गुण्यम् अतो मनः स्यात् यथा प्रदीप ग्रीतवर्तिम् अश्नन् शिखाः सदुम्मा भजति हि अन्यदा स्वं पदं तथा गुणा कर्मानुबन्धम् कर्मानुबद्धम् वृत्तिर्मनः श्रायते अन्यत्र तत्त्वम् गुणानुरक्तं व्यवसनाय जन्तो गुणानुरक्तं व्यवसनाय जन्तो क्षेमाय नैर्गुण्यमतो मनः स्यात् क्षेमाय नैर्गुण्यमतो मनः स्यात् यथा प्रदीपो कृतवर्तिमश्नन् यथा प्रदीप कृतवर्तिमश्नन् शिखा सुधुमा भजति अन्नन् शिखा सुधुमा भजति अन्नन् यदा स्वाम् पदं तथा गुणकर्मानुबद्धम् पदं तथा गुणकर्मानुबद्धम् वृत्तिर्मनश्रायते न्यत्र दत्तम् वृत्तिर्मनश्रायते न्यत्र दत्तम् गुणानुरक्तं व्यवसनाय जन्तो क्षेमाय नैर्गुण्यमतो मनः स्यात् यथा प्रदीपो Vartamashnam. Shikasadumma Pachiyat Bhajatiyan. Oh, that's a tongue twister for me. Shikadam. Shikasadumma Pachatiyan Yadaswam.
Shikasadumma Pachatiyan
Padam tata guna karmanu pandam. Vritir manasraya tenyatra tattam. Gunanuraktam vyavasanaya janto. Shemaya nirgunimato manasyat. Yatha pratipo kritavartamashnan. Shikasaduma pachati anyata swam.
Shikasaduma pachati
anyata swam. Padam tata guna karmanu padam.
Padam tata guna karmanu
padam. Vritir manasraite nyatra tattam. Now, while here it's got Vyasanaya. Vyasanaya. There's no Vyava. Huh? I didn't. No, Vyasanaya. I think so. Gunanuraktam. Being attached to the material modes of nature. Vyasanaya. For the conditioning in material existence. Jantoho. Of the living entity. Shemaya, for the ultimate welfare. Nirgunyam, being unaffected by the material modes of nature. Ato, thus. Manaha, the mind. Siyat, becomes. Yatha, as much as. Pratipaha, a lamp. Grita Vartim, a wick with clarified butter. Ashnan, burning. Shikaha, the flame. Sadumaha, with smoke. Bhajati enjoys he certainly anyada otherwise swam its own original padam position tatha so guna karma anubaddam bound by the modes of nature and the reactions of material activities. Vrittihi, various engagements. Manaha, the mind. Srayate, take shelter of. Anyatra, otherwise. Tattam, its original condition. Translation. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of the material world, it brings about his conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment, it becomes the cause of liberation. When the flame in a lamp burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with ghee and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when detached from material sense gratification, it brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. Responsibly, please repeat. When the living entity's mind becomes absorbed in the sense gratification of the material world, it brings about his conditioned life and suffering within the material situation. However, when the mind becomes unattached to material enjoyment, it becomes the cause of liberation. When the flame in a lamp burns, the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with ghee and is burning properly, there is bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. And when detached from material sense gratification, it brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness, purported by divine grace. It is therefore concluded that the mind is the cause of material existence and liberation also. Everyone is suffering in this material world because of the mind. Everyone is suffering in the material world because of the mind. It is therefore proper to train the mind or to cleanse the mind from material attachment and engage it fully in the Lord's service. This is called spiritual engagement. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Maham Chayo Vyavicharina Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunam Samati Yayatan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text number 26. We should engage the mind fully in Krishna consciousness, then it will be the cause of our liberation. For our returning home back to Godhead. However, if we keep the mind engaged in material activities for sense gratification, it will cause continuous bondage and will make us remain in this material world in different bodies, suffering the consequences of our different actions. We are responsible for our own situation. We cannot blame anyone else. The greatest injustice that you can do to yourself is to try to blame others your own situation. Krishna has given you everything. You are also poor now. You're a complete unit. You can't extricate yourself from this miserable material environment. We don't belong here, and we can't be happy here. No matter how many adjustments we make, no matter what plans we execute, no matter what hopes or dreams we have, everything is doomed to failure as long as we do not connect everything to the absolute supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Parameshwara, Bodha. He is the supreme enjoyer, he is the supreme controller, and he is the supreme friend. He also doesn't want us to be here. Tamasi Ma repeatedly tells us in so many ways, why, you foolish conditioned soul, why do you stay? Come to me. Mam Ekam Sharanamrata. Just take shelter of me. I will protect you for the balance of your sojourn. Turn the switch off. The fan continues to turn. There's some momentum. You will go through a reduced amount of your karma, karmani, nirdhati, kindu, shabakti, bhajam. That we have to accept. We deserve much, much more. We have such a stock that it could keep us going ad infinitum, perpetually. Up and down, upariyata, up and down, birth and death, upa, upa, priyate. As the gentleman said, this is as good as it gets. Material world, you get a little sense gratification, a little suffering, and maybe you can adjust the balance a little so you get a little more sense gratification, but you have to pay for it. For every action, there's a reaction. There's a law. Everything we do at every moment is being taken into account in this material world. His eyes and his ears are everywhere. Everything is taken into account, and you have to pay for everything. So, those who are wise, they become devotees of the Lord. If you can't beat him, surrender to him. You can't beat him. No way. You have to surrender. And Krishna is so kind that if you have a desire to surrender to him, even a little desire, su'alpa, tiny little desire, surrender to him. But if it's a sincere desire and you're just bewildered, which is not unheard of, that devotees sometimes get bewildered. It's not unheard of. We also get bewildered. Material nature is so powerful. Her lures are very intricate. The laws of action and reaction are very intricate. you try a little bit, svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate manapobhaya. Krishna is prepared to take that little sincere attempt to know him and develop it, help you to water it, guide you. The dhamma buddhi yogam tam yena maam upayantite. If you want knowledge how to act materially, he'll give you that knowledge. But if you want knowledge how to get free from your bondage, yena maam upayantite, he'll give you that knowledge how you can come to him. So it boils down to our choice. It's your choice. What do you want? Come here after Bhavanam Jamana Mahante, after many, many lifetimes, Brahmanda Brahmite, after wandering. It's not that we haven't tasted. We're chewing the chew. We're chewing the chew. We've done it all before. Been there, seen that, done that. We've all done it many times. Whatever it is, somehow we have to make the right choice this time, and there's very good reason why we have to make the right choice this time, because we've got the association of such a merciful incarnation of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as if that is not wonderful, we've gotten the association of the most merciful representative of the most merciful incarnation.
Stop you. If you want to be
become Krishna's devotee and finish your chakra wheel of birth and death. If you want to come to the light, Jyotirgama. If you want to be, actually if you want to be peaceful and happy, there's nothing that will stop you, but you have to make some initial effort, ongoing effort. But by its very nature, devotional service grows and grows and grows. The plant, the devotional plant, is very resilient. The sincere devotional plant, which is watered nicely by hearing and chanting, it can resist all types of pests besides infections and bugs. It is not that we don't have examples to guide us. We're just not programmed to recognize. That's the problem. Being down so long, it is down. It looks like up, but it's down. Great devotees all around us. Struggling, achieving, being successful, setting wonderful examples. I'm just reading Vyasaki Prabhu's book. Never knew he had it in it. It's a great book. This is not a commercial. It's a great book. Because it's about the great people. Vishnu, Jayananda Prabhu. We're gonna put Jayananda's picture on that rock cart, and some of you are gonna think, who's that guy? I never met him. What did he do? Oh, he built some carts. No. Jayananda was, he was somebody who you think, could such a person have ever existed? It was so good, it was that good, it was so good. Dira Janakriya, he was really loved by the Dira and the Adira. I can't think, and I knew Jayananda for a couple of years, he was my partner for Darshan. I can't remember an enemy that he had. Maybe some of them can. I don't want to know about them. And right in the midst of us today, we ought to hold a condolence meeting and talk about the wonderful qualities of Mother Sunita. Great personality, great devotee, put in so many long years of austere, humble service after having taken birth in Bharatvarsha. You know, Manushyanam, out of many, many millions of persons, one gets a human form, and out of many millions, one gets a birth in Bharatvarsha. It's very rare. And yet she dedicated her life fully to the Srimad Bhagavatam. And there's so much that could be said. If you hold a condolence meeting and have people glorify, you'll see that there are great personalities. There's another god sister who left her body just a week or so ago. Not even less than what was her name? Mana Manjari. Huh? No, not money, it's mana, according to Greek. But great devoted folk distributor all their life asked for nothing in return and got, ostensibly, got nothing in return. She really didn't care for herself in any way. Didn't care for her body, she cared for herself. And so many wonderful devotees who do control their minds, who do control their senses, who do guarantee their liberation from the cycle of birth and death. So you can do it also. The examples are there. The guidelines are there. Krishna is ready. Sisters. this life through many, many different experiences. And I would take it that your guru is a sadhana, siddha, or a devotee who has attained a level of perfection by performing sadhana. So he's got various experiences in his life, and he has a vision of his spiritual master. So many different devotees have different visions of Srila Prabhupada, all equally valid. Someone saw him as very loving. Someone saw him as a gentle. Someone. And a mixture of those, all those different rasas. But you certainly should endeavor to understand the mood of your spiritual master, just as we have been called as members of the Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by the call of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's inconceivable, but somehow or other, our line is a line of Madhurya Rasa. So, to the best of my knowledge, members of our sampradaya are endeavoring to develop by surrender and pure devotional service, pragya-muda, bhakti in the mood of gopi-bhava, the mood of the gopis, following the footsteps of the gopis, manjari-bhava. That's inconceivable. I just go along dumbfounded. I have no idea how I got mixed up here. But and I don't care because it's beyond my comprehension, so I just try to do a little service and leave the rest to Prabhupada. He knows what I need. So try to understand the mood of your spiritual master in his service to Srila Prabhupada, and try to assist him by anticipating through experience, through consultation with your guide brothers, what his needs are to render service. You have a debt to repay. Srila Prabhupada returned to Mayapur in 1975, and he said to Bhavananda and some others, he said, "My Guru Maharaj asked me to preach in the West." This is a paraphrase of, "My Guru Maharaj asked me to preach in the West. Now I have done that. Now I have my practice," and he's talking about my Guru Vrindavan. Amen. "But your first duty for a long time is to assist your spiritual master in his service under the guidance of the governing body in the service of Srila Prabhupada. So you can do that by consultation, by asking Guru Maharaj, how can I please you? What service can I do?" Or by asking others and seeing using your intelligence. As far as predicating the mind, I already explained that each and every one of us is very deep, and we have our own individual relationship with Krishna. I don't think beyond service, just my own personal conviction, but beyond service, I don't see how I can ever understand the mood of my spiritual master. It's too great. Maybe someone else can add to that. Maybe I'm wrong. Malati, have you heard anything from in this regard? Prabhupada said something? Huh?
Godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, he was also a
professor at some university. He lived in Allahabad. Prabhupada had his pharmacy in Allahabad. So they lived associated together. There was a group of them, grihasthas. And they would talk, Krishna Katha. So one day, Dr. Kapoor jokingly said, "Abhai, Babu." Babu means a businessman. Prabhupada was known as a businessman. "Abhai, Babu, you're a chemist. Why don't you just mix a formula, mix a potion that will give us love of God, and we'll all just take the potion. It'll be so much easier." And Prabhupada wasn't joking. He became very serious. He said, "Kapoor ji,